Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Prince of Peace, as we draw close to the traditional celebration of the Christmas holiday. And in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, it speaks of Jesus as the Prince of Peace. When the angels announced to the shepherds the birth of the Christ child, they spoke God's heart and God's will toward mankind. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Praise God, that will not happen until the Lord returns. We have gone through millennium of conflict, of strife, but a time is coming when Jesus returns and sets up His millennial kingdom here on the earth that there will be peace among nations until the very end when Satan is allowed to be released again for a time. And then God will make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. But the Lord wants us to have peace. He wants that for His children, man, who He created in His image. He brought that about in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 53, and I shared some of it yesterday, those passages where it says He was pierced and crushed for our iniquities. The sins which separated us from God were borne by Jesus. He was that's why He was called the Lamb of God. Remember, John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Our sins have separated us from God, and they were borne by Jesus. So we would have that sense of well-being, which is peace. That sense of safety, that sense of security, there's nothing like it. And it's so rare to find in today's world. There is no peace to the wicked, scriptures say. And only in the heart of a child of God can we experience that peace. We know why we were born. We know where we're going. We know why we are here. And that security, that sense of satisfaction, that peace, that God is with us. He won't allow us to be tested above what we are able. And so He is with us to deliver us, to strengthen us, to heal us, whatever the needs. Are we in warfare? Of course. But our God, through Jesus, has been victorious. He vanquished the foes of hell, and He's given us that tremendous privilege to be reunited back to God and become a part of His family. So the sins which separated us from the Lord were borne by Jesus, so we would have that sense of well-being, which is peace. Many today are hurting. Many suffer deep hurts of rejection, of sorrow, of pain. Some are filled with bitterness and hatred. That's certainly not a sense of well-being. But Jesus bore our rejection and every possible sorrow of our soul. Sorrow can come in many forms, but He paid for all of those sorrows, all of those individual griefs that each of us experience in our own life. And that's the wonderful thing when we have affliction, when we go through trial, when someone is speaking ill against us, we can forgive and we can have the peace because we know God keeps a good balance sheet. And He is a just God, and we're going to be looking at that in a little bit. Ephesians 2 and 17 says, "And He came," referring to Jesus, "and He preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh." He came to His own received Him not. He was born a Jewish child, a Jewish boy. And we, the Gentiles, they were cut off from any kind of fellowship with God because God had attempted to establish a covenant with the Jewish people, but they didn't receive him. They didn't know. So of course, some did. He had his disciples, those who listened to him preach, who experienced and saw the miracles that he did. But God came to bring reconciliation in the heart of man to God. So through Jesus, he was an expression of God's will. In fact, God's perfect expression of love for man and the world he created. That familiar passage, God so loved the world, that includes all of the world, the natural world, as well as mankind upon it, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Psalm 85, 10 and 11 says, "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven." Well, I don't know how many times you may have read that particular passage, and it's very poetic, it's beautiful, but there's profound spiritual significance in it. In Christ, think about this, righteousness and truth meet together. And there can be no peace until righteousness and truth meet. Truth shall spring out of heaven. Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. And righteousness shall look down from heaven. So where do mercy and truth meet together? Where do righteousness and peace kiss each other? Where? But, beloved, in the child who was born, the son who was given, Jesus of Nazareth. All these are brought together in one person who is able and willing and so desiring to bring peace to the whole world. We can look at it this way. The mercy of God brings man to truth. We've all experienced that. Whenever we got saved, if you've accepted Jesus, it was his mercy reaching out to you, and he brought you to a knowledge of truth. I know when I was a young girl of 16, I was thinking of my life goals, and the very first goal was I wanted truth. Now, I'd been raised in a nominal denomination, but in a short time, I just cast off all religious trappings, if you will, and sought the ways of the world. But God, in his mercy, because he saw that true desire for truth, he brought me to him. And so when the mercy of God brings us to truth, and truth establishes God's righteousness, and righteousness results in peace with God. So he is our peace. Jesus is our peace because righteousness, the righteousness of God and the truth of God meet together in him. He was without sin. He was without flaw. In Psalm 85, notice those verses I just shared with you, 10 and 11. Verse 11, notice that truth springs from the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven. So let's look at that a little more closely. Here are the conditions of peace. First of all, from earth, a child is born of human flesh, just like in every point as we are. He was truth incarnate in the flesh on the earth. Truth revealed by the Father in his Son. The truth in Christ sprang from the earth, praise God. And now from heaven, well, righteousness looked down, looking upon what? His very own Son on the cross. I'd like to read a little more of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. I'll start at verse 6. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And so often, as we find in the Word of God, in the prophets and Psalms, there's an interchange between the words spoken of the Lord by the prophet and then the actual words of God. In verse 12 says, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Praise God. Well, in the final moments that remain on the broadcast, I just want to pray for family relationships right now. There are some that are lacking in peace. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just rebuke the work of the enemy. I pray for reconciliation. I pray for understanding. I pray for the love of God to cover every relationship, Father, that has been damaged and hurt by the work of the enemy. I pray, Lord, that there will be a reaching out, that your love will cover a multitude of sins. And Father, that this shall be, for those who are walking with you, Lord, one of the most blessed and beautiful times of the year, that they shall experience the love of God and shall experience the Prince of Peace in ways and greater dimensions than they've ever known all the days of their lives. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing to minister to you. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.